From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Leanne Hansen. And joining us is Puzzle Master Will Shortz. Hi, Will.
Hi, Leanne.
How are you?
I'm doing great. How about you?
Fair to normal, thanks. I had so much fun last week doing the Tom Swifties, the on-air puzzle that we had.
Yeah.
I received an email from one of our listeners, Carl Mathewson. He sent one in. I thought you might like this one if you hadn't heard it before.
Uh-huh.
I'll never pet another lion, said Tom offhandedly.
That's cute.
Isn't that good? Oh, I like that too. They're going to keep coming in. You know that. Everybody loves them. But that was then. This is now. Repeat the challenge that you gave everyone to work on this past week.
Yes, I said, name a famous person whose first and last names total 11 letters, and this person's first and last names each contain the consecutive letters ILL in that order. And I said, this is a person everybody knows. Who is it?
Who is it?
It is Bill O'Reilly, TV commentator.
Yes. Not sure he would be prepared to read his own clue on the air with us this week. Bill O'Reilly. Well, we had over 600 entries from people who tried to solve the puzzle. And our randomly selected winner is Sonia Kearns from Rockwell City, Iowa. I understand I can call you Tony. Hi, Tony.
Hi.
Tell us what you do there in Iowa.
I'm a retired farmer and sort of a professional volunteer.
Oh, good for you. What did you farm?
Row crops, corn and soybeans.
Wow. How long have you been playing the puzzle?
Well, I've been listening for probably 10 years, and I think I've been playing for about 6.
Ah, finally got the bug, huh?
I finally got email.
There you go. Well, we received your entry. That means you are our player today. Are you ready?
I hope so.
Yeah, me too. All right. Well, Will, please meet Tony. Let's play.
All right, Tony, I'm going to give you some 6-letter words. Rearrange the middle 4 letters, keeping the first and last letters in place, to spell a new 6-letter word. For example, if I said barely, B-A-R-E-L-Y, you might say barley or bleary. Either one would work. Okay, number 1 is aboard, A-B-O-A-R-D.
Abroad?
Abroad, yes. Number 2 is binary, B-I-N-A-R-Y. The answer is something I think you are.
Brainy?
Brainy is right.
Yeah.
Causal, C-A-U-S-A-L.
Casual.
Casual, yes. Chicle, C-H-I-C-L-E.
Cliche?
Yes. Damned, D-A-M-N-E-D.
Demand?
Excellent. Fakery, F-A-K-E-R-Y.
Freaky.
Excellent. Incest, I-N-C-E-S-T. All you have to do is switch 2 letters here. Leanne?
Insect?
Insect. Good job. Try this one. Maiden. M-A-I-D-E-N. Something you might see on a superhighway. But something that would run between the two parts of the
interstate.
A median is right. Mantle. M-A-N-T-E-L. The answer is the kind of challenge this is.
Mental.
Mental is right. Parley, P-A-R-L-E-Y.
Parley?
Yes. Pro-art, P-R-O-A-R-T.
Parrot?
Parrot, yes. The bird, good. Railed, R-A-I-L-E-D. Put the E after the R.
Relayed
is right. Repair, R-E-P-A-I-R.
Rapier?
Rapier, the sword, yes. Scared, S-C-A-R-E-D.
Sacred.
Sacred, that was fast. Sliver, S-L-I-V-E-R.
Silver.
Silver, that was fast. And your last one is thirst, T-H-I-R-S-T. It's a word that's usually hyphenated. Even though there's only one vowel in the answer, it is usually a hyphenated word.
T-R-I, let's see.
And here's your big hint. Put the hyphen after the T.
Oh, okay. T-shirt.
T-shirt is correct. I had to end on a twist, you know.
It was. I don't know about you, Tony, but I needed pencil and paper.
I did too.
Yeah, but you were coming up with them so quickly, some of them, without in a nanosecond. You were so great. For playing our puzzle today, you'll get a weekend edition lapel pin, the 11th edition of Merriam-Webster's Collegiate Dictionary and Thesaurus, the Scrabble Deluxe Edition from Parker Brothers, the Puzzle Master Presents from Random House Volume 2, a set of Sudoku puzzle books presented by Will Shorts from St. Martin's Press, and one of Will Shorts' Puzzle Master Decks of Riddles and Challenges from Chronicle Books. Tony, what member station do you listen to?
I'm a member of KTPR in Fort Dodge, Iowa.
Wonderful word, member. Sonia Kearns, they call her Tony, from Rockwell City, Iowa. Thanks a lot for playing the puzzle with us today.
Well, thank you.
Will, what do you have for everyone listening?
Well, this week's challenge comes from listener Lewis Sargent of Portland, Oregon. Think of a nine-letter word for something that is unplanned. Change the middle letter from I to U, and you'll get a new word for something that is always planned. What is it? So again, a nine-letter word for something that's unplanned. Change the middle letter from I to U, and you'll get a word for something that's always planned. What is it?
When you have the answer, go to our website, npr.org, and click on the Submit Your Answer link on the Sunday Puzzle page. Only one entry per person, please. Our deadline this week is Thursday, 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Please include a phone number where we can reach you at about that time. We'll call you if you're the winner, and you'll get to play Puzzle on the air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's Puzzle Master, Will Shorts. Will, I'll be away for 2 weeks, so you'll get to play with Andrea Seabrook for the next 2 weeks, so I'll see you when I get back, and thanks a lot for today.
Thanks, Leanne.